Written prior notice. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED 1120.03. Written prior notice must be given to you in writing after a decision is made to recommend a change, but before actually making the change. The information contained in a written prior notice, WPN, is the important what and why of an IEP team's recommendation to make a change. If you have requested a change in your child's program and the IEP team's decision is to refuse to make the change, then WPN must be given to you to explain the reasons for the refusal. Your school district must give you WPN whenever it proposes to initiate or to change the eligibility identification, evaluation, or educational placement of your child, or the provision of special education and related services, bracket, free appropriate public education, FAPE, bracket, to your child, or refuses to initiate or to change the eligibility identification, evaluation, or educational placement of your child or the provision of FAPE to your child. WPN tells exactly what the changes are that the IEP team is proposing and tells why the IEP team is proposing this change. You must be notified, in writing, at least 14 calendar days before the IEP team proposes to make the recommended change. The written prior notice, bracket, WPN, bracket, must describe the action that your school district proposes or refuses to take, explain why your school district is proposing or refusing to take the action, describe each evaluation procedure, assessment, record, or report your school district used in deciding to propose or refuse the action. Include a statement that you have protections under the procedural safeguards provisions in IDEA 2004. Tell you how you can obtain a description of the procedural safeguards if the action that your school district is proposing or refusing is not an initial referral for evaluation. Include resources for you to contact for help in understanding IDEA 2004. Describe any other choices that your child's individualized education program, bracket IEP, bracket, team considered and the reasons why those choices were rejected. And provide a description of other reasons why your school district proposed or refused the action. The WPN must be written in language understandable to the general public, that is, easy to read and understand. WPN must be provided in the native language or other mode of communication, bracket, such as sign language, bracket, used by the parent, bracket, unless it is clearly not possible to do, bracket. If the native language or other mode of communication of the parents is not a written language, the school district must ensure that the notice is translated orally or by other means of communication, that the parent understands the content of the notice, and that there is written evidence of both the translation and the parent understanding of the content.